Welcome back to another episode of Blockchain Boys. I am MPE3 here with my co-host, as always, the one and only NFT Hook, aka John Henson.
What up?
And today we are welcomed by a very special guest. Some call him Ryan McNulty. Some even call him the good-looking gamer.
Good-looking gamer.
His viewers were the good-looking gamers.
They were the good-looking gamers. All my fans were the good-looking gamers. Used to be a YouTuber. Kind of retired that like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I was known as the incredibly good-looking gamer. Thank you guys for having me on. Let's see where this gamer belongs on this podcast. No, where I fit in.
He's got a great spot, actually.
I was going to say, you know, I'm a gamer at heart. Much more, I feel like, successful in the video games probably than the, you know, physical sports like my co-host here.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fun thing about Web3 is that, like, you know, we can all come together and have something in common and something to talk about and something to, you know, thrive in. Per se. And, you know, people know you from your, you know, YouTube channel and your gaming days. But, you know, for those of them that, you know, aren't as familiar, or, you know, weren't into Minecraft or Call of Duty or, any of these other games or like Rocket League, like you've kicked my ass in many of times.
Because we go
back a few years. Yeah, no, I'm terrible at most video games. But, you know, can you just give them a little background of, you know, first, like, for how sure. You kind of got into gaming, because I feel like that's a very common background of a lot of people, like, within the space.
Yeah, of course. I think everybody plays video games, right? Like, everyone plays video games. Like, it's athletes, NBA athletes, mm-hmm. to freaking your Joe Schmo on the street, everyone to your common dad. Like, everyone plays video games. And I think that's what's really cool about the gaming space, but basically, back in the day, I was, you know, just working. I was doing my college thing, but I just always had a passion. I started, like, building computers back when I was, like, 12, 13 years old with my buddy in the neighborhood. And then kind of got into, like, first-person shooters, Counter-Strike, stuff like that. And then...
So just PC games?
Just PC games. So I started with PC games, and Counter-Strike was actually, like, it. Like, I built my entire computer just to play Counter-Strike. That's how... Like, I was, like, so hooked. Because I'll go to my boy's house after school. He'd have Counter-Strike. I'm like, how do I do this? And the only way for it to be affordable for me at the time was, like, I couldn't afford these $1,000 PCs and these gaming PCs. So I had to, like, figure out how am I going to scrape together enough money, enough funds to, like, build a gaming PC that can run Counter-Strike. So that's how I learned to take apart, build computers, and then had a little, like, little side hustle there, you know, with different parts and things. And then, you know, got into really gaming. And then I think it was once, you know, Xbox came out, all my boys started getting Xboxes. And it was Derek Hernandez, you know, Derek. And
Shout out Derek.
Shout out DH72. So yeah, by the gamer tag, you know what I mean? You already know your boys by their gamer tag. Right. You can just point them out. But I went over to his house one day. He's got the Xbox loaded up, and he just like jumped on Call of Duty. I'm like, I'm going to give this thing a try. Like, let's see what I do. And I just shredded everybody. And he's like, and that night I went and bought an Xbox.
So like, you had like, so like, you know, when you get a kid in the gym, right? And like, he's like, you throw the ball out to him. And he's doing things that no one's ever taught him. You're like, that was like you? Like, whoa.
Yeah.
You need
to. But it wasn't really like me. Like, I kind of was just like, I felt like I was just playing bots. And I was just didn't know really what was going on. So and he was kind of sitting there like, like, whoa. Like,
natural talent.
So I was like, compared to Counter-Strike and the PC, like, I was getting shredded on that. So, you know, and I was in like trying to, you know, navigate that pro level. And at that time, the people navigating the pro scene are just, they're like, they're up here, you know, they're just next level. So when I switched to Xbox, it was like the competition went substantially down, and I was just able to kind of go in and take over.
I feel like you were playing like online just against, you know, people that like are online. Like you said, you felt like you were playing against bots. You're like looking back like, yo, can you guys like put this shit up to like hard? Like, you go to hardcore? Like,
so I was the opposite on Call of Duty. So when I was in college, we played Call of Duty every day, me and my roommates, zombies, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. I think I got my big break in that.
I played just as much as them. Never got as good as them.
Never excelled.
I was always just kind of like, middle of the pack, last, like, you know, maybe once in a while I'd finish on the top, but like, it just wasn't.
It didn't click.
Yeah. So I respect that, you know what
Thank
I'm saying?
You. I appreciate it. No, it's kind of like anything, like, you know, you kind of pick something up and you're natural at it, but I mean, That's my bragging phase, okay? Yeah. Now, nowadays, I pick up a controller, and it's like, I can't even play because I'm like, I used to be so good. What happened? Did everyone get better, or do I just suck now? Right. Like, which one is it? But yeah, I mean, that whole gaming world, everyone games, and, you know, getting into that community was just really awesome. And a lot of the guys who are in that gaming community, as you know, like some of those FaZe guys, Optic, like, I was boys with some of them, and I started kind of seeing their profile pictures changing here and there. I'm like, what is this? What's going on? And then I noticed that they were, you know, the NFTs, you know, the punks, the Bored Apes and stuff like that. And I was like, all right, this is getting pretty real, but I'm going to step aside. And then, I mean, you kind of got me into it a little bit there.
Same.
Yeah, this guy's definitely.
Guilty as charged.
You probably got a bunch of you guys by him.
Yep.
Let me guess, you got a gutter. You're watching, you got a gutter.
I mean, you know, I invest where my conviction is.
For sure.
And yeah, I mean, I do show a lot of gutter. I mean, don't get me wrong. But I mean, I just feel like that's the most risk-free, you know, investment in the space, and especially now with, you know, not to go on a gutter tangent, like,
oh, here we go.
Gutter like, Bulls. Gutter Bulls.
Yeah, big time Gutter Bulls. Yeah. I'll say the guys at NRN are used to
it. They do not pay us, by the way. They and do I do have us. A gutter they dog.
They do not pay us at all.
They do not, but
send me an NFT, you know, please.
They can if they want to.
I mean, when the floor rises, we get paid a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the later. But, you know, now with the juices, it gives, you know, the general community a chance to buy in to a blue chip project for, you know, at what was a, you know, 0.1, which I think is now what, like a 0.25, like 0.3 floor, for the juices. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing. But, you know, what's beautiful about you getting into the NFT space is, you know, for a lot of our listeners and John, you know, it has been kind of a bear market. You know, the market hasn't really been pumping as it was, you know, last summer, kind of when the first NFTs were first going. You have been having a lot of, you know, individual,
luck.
I feel like.
A lot of luck.
I was going to say success. Yeah. You say luck, but, you know, you're doing it smart. So talk a little bit about, you know, even, you know, reaching out to me and just kind of your process of like,
the NFT like, space.
Yeah, just getting into, you know, the NFT space.
So I'm a full dive guy. So I did, you know, I did the YouTube thing and I was like, I dove into YouTube full time. I wanted to get out of the limelight. I hit 1 million subscribers. I got out. I still continued YouTube, still built on that, you know, have 5 million subscribers on other channels, but like dove into my next thing, which was my clothing line, which we're rocking a bit of today.
Nice. Shout out Nude
at NOOD on IG. What up?
I do apologize. My long sleeve blue nude shirt. I meant to wear it today, and literally it was dirty. No, yeah, I know. I mean,
could have worn it, man.
I know.
Yeah, that's so weird because I have a long blue.
You could have worn.
No, but like you know, and then I dove into the clothing line thing, and you know, built a couple businesses. But when I go into something, like I dive in, like I go start to finish, head to toe. Like I go like. I can't sleep when I don't understand something. That is probably my biggest driving factor is not, I learn more outside of school than inside of school. And not because like, I'm not going to go on a school tangent or this or that, but because outside of school, when everyone would be doing stuff and you know, whatever they would do after school, they'd be like, okay, we're clocking out. I would clock in, man. I would, after college classes, after high school class, like I would be clocked in. I would try to be learning stuff. That at the time I didn't realize I was like learning, you know, I felt like it was fun to me. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, this isn't learning because learning to me wasn't fun because I was thinking school is learning. So learning is school. School's not fun, etc. But outside of school, I was learning so much and I was doing my own research on just like these companies, these ways to make money, this, that, the other. And I just kind of always had that, you know, entrepreneurial mindset of like trying to understand things, you know? And so That kind of carried into crypto, which I got into crypto and, you know, I made a fuck ton of money. I lost a fuck ton of money. Like, I don't know. I think you got to lose money to start understanding. You got to spend, and you know, you don't have to lose as much as probably I did, you know, but you got to understand something, to dive into something, you have to take, you know, certain steps of understanding before you go, all right, I'm going to make this investment.
For sure.
But you do have to make an initial investment at some point in time. You know what I'm saying? You have to. Otherwise, you're not going to learn. And I think with the NFTs, I waited forever because all I saw was someone flipped a $300 NFT for and made 300 grand off of it. And this and all over my feed. And I'm just like, I missed the bus.
Right.
And that's, I think, when that, you know, was everything was just going up and up and up. I didn't buy. I was like, but I was studying. I was learning. I was like, what is a Bored Ape?
What is this? Monkey.
Yeah.
With the cool glasses.
And so, you know, my thing at the time was real estate, and it was, you know, here in St. Pete. And as you know, real estate in St. Pete went crazy.
Yep.
And there's no, and now I'm good. Like, I'm not touching real estate because it's really scary to get into right now because everything's expensive as hell.
Yep.
So I shifted from like wanting to do real estate stuff to like my little side thing. Instead of spending 3 hours on Zillow, I spent 3 hours on like OpenSea, Discord servers, like anything and everything to try to understand it. And, you know, a lot of these projects that I've bought into, I'm more so buying into because I know I'm going to keep up with it and I'm going to learn by keeping up with it. Even if I lose money in the beginning here, I put in a good amount of money for sure. But I have some money kind of just that I'm waiting to be like, once I fully have the scope and grasp of everything, then I'll kind of start loading into some more blue chip projects and stuff like that.
So you're just getting your feet wet.
I am getting my feet wet, but like, I'm also
I feel like he's dipped his foot.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Did like, a little swirl.
You would look at my page and be like, oh, this guy's been doing NFTs for what? It's like, no, like 6 weeks. I don't want to talk about how much I spent. Oh, so 6 weeks.
You could say you're like waist deep right now.
I'm waist deep. Yeah. I'm not foot.
I will say this. Compared to when you onboarded me, it's a lot more legitness in the space. Like, it's actually a better space to be in now because we were just talking about it before we got on. I got like 12 runs that I got hidden in my wallet that, you know, they look cool, but
say, I don't think any of advised by me.
Yes.
Just want that to
this
be
was more so a group chat hype. If you're in the NFT space, you already know about that group chat hype.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's not NRN Discord hype.
And so,
for the record,
now it doesn't happen like that anymore. It just doesn't. Just because there's a lot more people into the space, there's a lot more of a community. And
people give like heads up. Right? Because the Squiggles mint kind of like there was some skepticism there. I was on the whitelist there.
Ooh.
And I stayed away.
Yeah.
I was new and I was so hyped because I was like, this is it. I'm on the whitelist. Like, here we go. You know what I'm saying? And then all that info came out and I was like, I mean, another, if I didn't hear about that 8 hours later, I would have for sure minted.
That was crazy.
100%. I would have minted. So, you know, that's good. It feels like, yeah, a lot of those projects are getting like washed out, which kind of, I don't know, you know, as I'm working into the NFT space and learning about it, a lot of my brain goes like, how do I make a collection, right? Because like I'm a creator. I'm a creative person, but that's a whole nother beast in itself. You know what I mean? That's a whole nother level.
No, 100%. But I think that is kind of where, you know, just NFT space and blockchain technology is going to go into the future is kind of, you know, replacing these token gated Web 2 platforms,
yeah, for sure.
You know, such as Patreon, and you know, I'm blanking on all the others.
All those others. Everything. Like yeah. My whole brain is, you know, wired to think of the next new idea. Or like that's how I think. It's like, what's next or what's new? And everything in my brain currently is like, how can we transition this company into like Web 3? Okay, but how do we transition this into Web 3? Because I know that, you know, I know how everything functions in Web 2, and I know how it works on all my businesses on all fronts. But then the amount of money that's in Web 3 is silly. And if you can actually provide utility, which most of these guys can't, like their roadmaps are silly. Like a lot of the stuff I learned building businesses outside of NFTs, it's all relatively similar as far as building a business, building hype for the project and building utility around the product. Like NFTs and business, like they go hand in hand.
They're like startups.
I saw a those NFT pages.
Yeah.
Craziest roadmap I've ever seen was one special purchaser of this NFT gets to go to a trip to space with Takeoff from the Migos.
What?
Yes.
That's not real, is it?
No.
No, the Space Apes.
Yes.
Yes. Oh my God.
So I put in the comments, I go, hey, look, if you believe you're going to space with Takeoff, I got a unicorn in the back I want to sell
you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they deleted my comment.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. No,
space, yeah. Bro.
Space. That's so, the roadmap.
Like space is just like going to the store. Like you don't have to train. Like you don't have to train or be a part of any type of
program. They just don't care. There's no.
And people are like, whoa, that's so cool. I can't wait to. I say, all right.
And one person does.
Those roadmaps.
You know what's funny is like when Brett Phillips from the Rays was on our podcast, like he was talking about that because I think he got caught up in that hype
he
too.
Did.
He was
like, did he buy one?
Yeah, he was like a Foco Takeoff. Like I got one. Like they're like, yeah, like,
a little space, brother.
Yeah, he's like, nah, that's in his hidden wallet. he's just a collector.
Yeah. So those roadmaps get crazy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and the rug pulls are crazy. Like, I mean, there's still rug pulls and things like that. But like, that's why you got to kind of tap into, you know, people like you or like, you know, those boys that I met out in LA or like some of my friends who are in the NFT space. You know, I hit them for advice, and there are some guys like, I mean, if they're feeding me winners, like when they shoot me a text, like, yo, boom, here it is. I don't do my research sometimes. I just, because they've fed me so many winners, I go, yeah, I know, I trust this person because maybe I don't have I didn't do 12 hours of research on this project, but I know for a fact that this person did because that's the type of person they are, you know?
I was going to say, we got to get them in the NRN Discord.
For sure.
It's
NRN Discord.
Yeah, so NRN just a little NRN shill. So
yeah,
we met these guys. I'll just tell the quick, you know, summarized story we've told on this podcast many a times, but we met them down at the gutter again, outpost.
At the gutter.
Down in Miami. At Art Basel. You know, it was when we were first, you know, getting ready to launch the pod. They already had a, you know, full built out network that, you know, their Twitter following's up to like 10,000 now. They just hit that when we are actually down in Austin. And we have a free alpha Discord, which we got, you know, probably up to like, I think 5,000-6,000 members at this point. It's getting up there. But you know,
I may actually be on it.
I think they removed.
You know what? They probably got so big. You know, I don't want to like speak out of turn. But
wait, did you accidentally get removed?
No, I think they the alpha. I think they like made it a little more exclusive now. I'm not in it anymore. The free alpha tab.
Ooh. So what I will say, sometimes when you like click off of it, it'll like, I don't know why, but it will like hide just that one in that channel.
It's weird.
And like if you hide all of them and then
come back,
close all of them and then reopen them.
Easter egg, folks.
Yeah, it'll come up. I don't know. It's weird. Yeah. I mean, I probably haven't updated Discord, so it's probably also a problem.
I'm going to do the damn look. I'm going to do what you did. I'm going to ask. I'm going to see. Because that was a high level chat right there.
No, 100%.
And it also told you about projects that are
back in there.
Projects that are like maybe a little BS or projects they don't believe in. So it was good.
Yeah, I'm in a bunch of Discords. That's actually kind of where I'm at right now. I'm like, I'm not really buying anything. Well, until you told me about that project and I bought some more. Okay. From when this podcast is filmed, let's hope that I didn't buy another NFT. But no, I'm
this
taking
comes
a
out in two
bit.
Days, so you're probably gonna buy another.
I'm probably gonna buy. No, I'm taking a little chill pill right now. I feel like I have some good picks. I feel like I got into a good spot. I'm kind of have my toes dipped in, but I'm starting to feel like a little spread thin. That and my first. You asked me before the show, like what was my first NFT?
Yeah,
and I said the Adidas one.
Yep.
And that is because I met this dude who I went to Rolling Loud. It was me, Dwight Howard's birthday. We went to Rolling Loud. Obviously, he had a ridiculous table. And these guys next to him, a bunch of young guys, were just like sending bottles our way. They're partying it up. I'm like, what do these guys do? You know?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think they do? NFTs, of course. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to link with one of them. I got his number, kind of, you know, hit him back and forth. I'm like,
that's 2022 for you.
You have,
or 2021, I guess.
You have one pick. I'm like, I have not bought an NFT yet. I'm like, if you have one pick, what is it, bro? And he sent me the Adidas one. And it was at like, it didn't come out yet. It was before mint. So it was like pre-mint. And then like, I got one like right at like 0.07, I think. And I actually just sold it today at like 1.35 or 1.4. So I made a decent amount of money off of it. And it was a good call for sure. So
1.32 floor currently. So
shout out Justin.
So you made money.
So I'm, yeah, okay, there we go. So I made some cash. So, yeah.
You know, you sold it for above floor.
But the reason why I sold it No.
The jargon, the lingo.
Yeah, the reason though why I sold it is because is why I'm kind of planning on selling certain ones that I have right now, and it's because I'm spread too thin. And by that I mean, I feel like you have to, if you're in a project for that much money, you need to be following it like a hawk to know when there's giveaways, announcements, all the perks of having that NFT. And I'm too damn busy to be checking that. He's the one telling me, yo, bro, like I have stuff just airdropped to me, and I'm like, yo, bro, what the fuck is this? I got a backpack.
Didn't I send you like the dented feels, like we could claim free merch?
Yeah. I was like, again, you sent me that, and I'm free merch, okay. And then I go and I'm like, okay, well now I'm like having to keep up with my NFTs to like get the most use out of them. So now I'm kind of like stopping, seeing where it kind of settles, because now I'm in all these Discords and all this stuff. And I mean, really, you know, I'm not in too many. I mean, I'm in a decent amount of NFTs, but for the most part, I'd say 50% of them aren't shitty projects. I'll say that with conviction. I will say I'm a noob for sure. Like, I'm not going to come on this show and act like I know a lot about NFTs, because I'm one of those people, like I said, who dives in, and I dove in, and I've been diving in, and I still consider myself a noob.
You like, are, but dude, like the amount, just like, and even if you don't realize it, just in talking to you, just in the conversations that we've had, just from, you know, let's go even, you know, back, what, 2-3 weeks ago when you were still up in the mountains and we were having to do it on FaceTime this audio.
I was stuck in a cabin in the mountains. I was like,
he's like, he's like, call me on FaceTime audio. And I'm just like, calling him like, and he's like, hello. You know, like 12 o'clock at night, because that's when we're doing our buying.
Of course.
But just in the time from then till now, like, you have come such a long way, and just like, I mean, earlier tonight, you're like, dude, I
snuck. Not in the M&M club, or what is it?
Even in our
M&M club. Hell yeah. That how you get in? Clear, see, bro. That?
Even this
people
morning.
Get dapped up on this show like that?
This
6 weeks. No, I'm kidding.
This morning. No, I mean, you go back a while, bro. It's awesome to have you here. But yeah,
thanks, bro.
It was awesome this morning. Like, I was just so proud, because it was like, oh, he's become a full DJ. And he, you know, I texted him that project. And I'm like, oh, dude, like, this looks pretty good. I told him, you know, I'd been talking with the founder. And he texted me back. He's like, yo, snipe two, like, top rarities above floor. Like the floor in that those rarities is like one plus. Like the
lingo got you going.
Yeah, I was like, let's go. Like he gets it.
Yeah, yeah. I think he shot me a text, because the big one was you told me about Loser Club. You told me about Loser Club, right?
I think so.
Or maybe I asked you about it, and you're like, yes, like hit rip it. And I got into Loser Club pre-reveal, and I'm just like, right now I'm riding the pre-reveal train. I totally get why it makes sense to not get pre-reveal, because the floor drops immediately. Yes, I've been crushing it. When it comes to the pre-reveals, I've been absolutely crushing it.
I think crushing is an understatement.
Yeah, so you got me in a Loser Club. Yeah. I revealed those.
So we're going to look at, and we will pull this up on the screen here, but this is, Ryan's one that he revealed, which what purchased for what
0.15, I think.
Yeah, 0.15, somewhere around there. And you know, one of what 30 skeletons in the collection, and is just
She's a 101.
He hit.
I hit it, and then I bought four total losers pre-reveal, and I opened up the first three, and all three of them were in top 2K rarity out of 10,000. Mm-hmm. I was like so stoked. I'm like, you know what I mean? Like that's crazy. And then I open up the last one. It's a 1 of 1. And I was like, what the f-? I'm running around the cabin screaming. I was like, I don't know what this totally means, but like, I'm into it.
I'll just say the mask one's sick too.
So basically, I got super lucky with the, you know, the losers and the pre-reveal stuff, and obviously like that was awesome. But you know, getting the 1 of 1 loser was like, whoa, what? Like that's super lucky. So
it's that beginner's luck.
Beginner's luck for sure. So I'm riding.
Gives me belief, because I used to have a conspiracy theory like. These rare.
They go to
people like his homeboys. Like
yes, if I got MTI, 100. Yeah.
Which I kept on minting more rare stuff when we would mint like the same project.
Bro. I get like a bottom three. he's getting 100. Like,
yeah.
And I'm just like, that's all right.
Everybody's hitting me. They're so mad because they're putting me on these projects, and then I get like these crazy rare ass NFTs, and it's like. I'm like, is this good? And they're like, fuck you. Is this good?
Is that good? It's great.
It's 1 of 1. Yeah. But no, I think like the tough part is really just like the grinding out the whitelist, which like, speaking of, if anybody out there would like a friggin' job keeping up with my NFTs, getting on whitelist, things like that, I will freaking hire you if you want to make some cash, if you want to team up. I just don't. I have the capital. I just don't have the time to stay on top of this. Like, I don't have the time to stay on top of every drop of NFTs, on top of the grind, on top of this or that. And, like, you know, there's just so much money to be made as a high schooler, as a, you know, a college student right now. Like, God, if this existed when I was in college and high school, I would be insane. Like I'm not saying like, oh, I would kill it or I would do it, but I'm not saying I would do really well at it, but I would be only doing it. I would only be doing this. Like if this came out when like, I would only be doing that. I'd be grinding these whitelists because it really makes it obtainable for like, you know, 13, 14, 15 year olds who have some hustle in them to get these things minted at like $200. Which, yeah, as a young kid, that's a lot of money. But if you mint that, you could sell it right away for double immediately.
Well, I was saying, especially when you compare it to like what was some of the stuff like you did growing up to make money, like to buy your first computer, let's say.
Oh yeah, like
before you made money on YouTube, like
I was.
What
like,
was the McNulty grind like?
So I was building PCs, and that was like taking apart, building PCs, fixing PCs. I built a couple of PCs for like my friends and stuff like that. But that was like more so, I was like, that was like a grind thing. I was like 13. So that was like real young.
Oh, damn.
Then I was, like, I did like pizza delivery driver once I could drive. I did like painting outside in like Florida summer heat. Oh, like painting condos and like sanding. Like,
so was that a job or a punishment?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, speaking of, my dad hired me and like
you just grinded.
Okay, so punishment.
You just grinded, but you know, I think that probably taught you a lot.
It did. Yeah, you know what? It taught me a lot about like the value of a dollar, the value of my time, the value of like a lot of things that you know you don't really learn for a while. And even when kind of I was blowing up on YouTube. I didn't even see, no one really saw the value in that. No one around me saw the value in that. And even I really didn't even see the value in that until one of my college professors, I was doing really horrible in his class. I was doing great as far as taking tests. I was acing every test, whatever. But 50% of our grade was based on your going to class. You have to show up. Attendance was 50% of the grade.
And so, this is, correct me if I'm wrong, this is UCF?
This is at UCF, and I went to UCF.
Go Knights.
In college. Go Knights, baby. Go Knights. And This was like my third year, my junior year of college, or maybe even sophomore year, but like right when I started to blow up on YouTube. And when I say blow up, I mean like, you know, I was going from like 100K subscribers to like 200, 300, 400K subscribers. And I was like,
and was this
making
like
enough money?
Just strictly gaming videos? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. So I was real like sick at Call of Duty, but like more so like putting commentary, funny commentary over it, stuff like that. And then I transitioned that commentary and that, you know, my fan base, shout out all my good looking gamers, transitioned that into like Minecraft, because that's when Minecraft was blowing up. And so I was like, wait, you know, I was grinding like 8 hour days in Call of Duty just to get one video, you know, because I had to go 100 kills and 2 deaths, or else I had to scrap that video, because everyone, it was a huge competition mm-hmm. of who can get the best. So like once Minecraft came out, you know, I jumped on that. I was just like, you know, like this game I actually enjoyed playing. And I was like, in the beginning, at least, Minecraft, that is. And I jumped on and I was like, wait, I just jumped on and like played for 20 minutes. And like, that's it. Wait, the video's done. Like, that's it. Like, that got as many views as the one that I grinded 8 hours for. Yeah, like, for sure. If not double, triple that. I'm like, Minecraft it is, you know. So then that's kind of when I stepped away from like grinding games and kind of became more like this commentator, and that's kind of when the career took off. But when that happened, I didn't really realize like that was the first time I had money coming in like in my life. Like you know, I was able to get my first house at like 21, like while I was still in college, which was like insane. But I still was in college. And it wasn't until I had this professor who, like I said, I was doing super, super well in his class, but he called me into his thing, and we had 300 students in the class. So like when a professor calls you in, like you're like, how did he even know about me?
Is it really good or really bad?
Yeah, like I also knew, like, I'm like, I know I'm not going to class, so this can't be good.
Yeah.
He calls me and he's like, you know, pulls up my grades and he's like, dude, you're like acing all these tests. You have a 50 in the class. Like, because 50% of your grade is attendance. And this was when my YouTube career was blowing up. So a lot of the networking I was doing, the events I was going to, things like that, I was flying to LA. Every weekend I was flying to LA. But I was still going to school, which I'm glad I graduated and I finished, you know, but it was a grind because I was trying to focus on my YouTube stuff and I'm making a full salary. And then I'm also doing a full-time student. And so I was like thinking I would make my Monday 9 a.m. class. I would take these red eyes back from Sunday night, and you know, I'd land in Orlando airport at like 6, and I mean
6 a.m.
yeah, I would land, and like I can never sleep on those flights. So like I would either like zombie buy, like I would book the flight thinking I would go to class, you know, and then like there was
game time decision
after 6 hours of being on the flight, 3 hours away, this, that, and no sleep. I'm like, just get me to the bed. I don't care if I fail. Like, I don't care. I need to sleep. Like, and so I went into this guy's class or went into this meeting. He's like, yo, so like, what, why are you missing these classes? I explained it to him. He's like, so you're doing YouTube. Like, how much do you make? And I told him, he's like, we need to get you the fuck out of here. He's like, listen, and I don't want to say too much because I don't want to like freaking mess with this guy's career. But he's like, I get out of here, I retire in 2 years. We're going to do this class together and this class together and this class together. And like, he took care of me. Yeah. Like, he took care of me. So that, seeing that and like having that someone believe in you that much to where they're going to stick their neck out because they want to really see you do well. That was like, for me, like, holy shit, I'm on to something. Like, dude, my brain isn't a curse. It's a blessing. Right. Like, wait, okay. Like, maybe this stuff does work, or, you know. So that was really cool. And just kind of like that mentality is kind of how I've been, you know, taking everything. And then kind of, you know, the YouTube stuff and like how you would strategize and you promote and market on YouTube, that translates into how all these projects are marketed and all that. So there's a financial side and there's charts and stuff to it, but there's a huge psychological side to the NFT space, and that's kind of like what I'm starting to learn is like you can follow trends based off of not even charts on this stuff. You can follow a trend before the charts can even read it, you know what I mean?
But yeah, I mean, just yeah, following the right people, you know, just seeing the Twitter activity. Yep. Like, I mean, there is a certain sense of like, you know, when a project, you know, when any project, I would say, does, you know, if it's going to do a good amount of volume or get a good amount of support, it's a lot of people tweeting about it because they are proud of game holders. You know, and if you're not in those, you know, specific echo chambers or, you know, Discords, Twitters or whatever, you are going to miss out on that, some of that stuff. But I think it's super cool, you know, the story you told about your professor. And I don't want to, you know, dig in any too more like deep into the information. I want you to
you're good.
Dox him, as we say in the NFT space. Are you still in touch with him today?
I'm not. He was, you know, he was really sick and he was retiring. So I hope that he's doing well, but he was an older guy. But I would love to. I should probably check. I honestly don't even remember his name, and that's probably messed up, but it's more so because
you never went to class.
I never went to class. I just didn't go. Like, that's it.
I mean, you can't blame me for that.
Yeah, like
he was just my guy.
But like, God, to show that much support, you know, you got 2 years left in your career that you worked your whole life for, and to like pick out a student, hear the story out, and then believe in them at a time that's like YouTube so new and that. It's I really needed that shit, man. Well, I needed that.
I mean, that's what sticks out the most to me about it is just that, you know, you were almost like going into like, you know, YouTube at, you know, a time when, yeah, it was like, you know, relatively new. I mean, YouTube, came out and
I could have still quit for sure.
Like, you know, a few years before that. Yeah. I'm saying just like YouTube just as a, you know, website.
So new. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was like one of the first 1,000 people to like 1 million subscribers, and now there's like 100,000 people with 1 million subscribers. Like, what, bro?
Exactly. Like,
it's definitely a little
saturated. Saturated.
I was gonna say, like, not to, you know, compare us, like, you know, too much. Like, we both are incredibly good looking people.
Yeah, of course. And gamers.
One of us not so good.
That's me now.
No, I was talking about, terrible at everything. You know that. From our Rocket League experience.
I thought I was bad, but apparently he's hyping me up like I'm a god at Rocket League. Please do not hit me up to play Rocket League. I am doo-doo butter. I'm freaking trash. I am dog water. Whatever the kids are saying these days, I'm all of that combined and more.
No, but anyway, back to my original point. All good. What I was saying is, you know, you were in YouTube game like in a very early stage, mm-hmm. kind of similar to the way that, you know, myself and now John are, you know, in this Web3 and, you know, environment where, you know, we are some of the, maybe not pioneers, maybe not the OGs, early.
I mean, right now we're early. I mean, think about it.
We're like, early.
The volume's early. Down. I mean, we talked about it in other episodes. Like, I think 3% of Americans own an NFT. Like,
we're all early. Yeah. If you're on the podcast right now, like, this is early. Like, and that's the thing that people need to realize is like, everyone keeps thinking we missed it. No, you didn't, because guess what? It's still fucking hard to buy crypto. It's still difficult to buy NFTs. I know people say like, it's easy, it's this easy, it's that easy, but banks don't let you do it like that. Like, certain banks don't let you do it like that. So if you can get in, because the easier they do make it, the more people are going to get in. And I'm telling you, bro, this is still so early. How many times I hit you up and be like, bro, I have this much cash right now and I need to buy this, but I can't take it from my Binance to this wallet, to that, to this, to that. I'm like, my account's hooked up, my credit card, like my debit card, nothing. I can't do anything. I'm like, this is crazy.
I'll say, one day you Venmo'd me for Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you, like, and like, even with, you know, like these credit cards and debit cards, like, bro, my boy's Venmo is still like shut down because like he was doing some type of all these transactions and having stuff going on with crypto, NFTs, and Amex. I mean, if you got any type of, they sniff a blockchain.
Oh my God, they go crazy. I call my card company about that. I was like, yo, like, I'm just trying to like buy like one ETH, and they're like, no. Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me? Like, no?
Like, we do it.
What? Like, hold up. No?
Like, literally, it's like,
my business? You want my business?
They're like, yeah, we don't allow you to buy crypto or anything off Amex. I was like, how does that You know what
they said? They said it's gambling. They said we consider that gambling. And you know what my response was? I said, you let me load up my account on E-Trade. I can buy stocks.
I can use
that's gambling.
I can leverage this card with the marker at the casino.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and then that's real gambling. So that to me, so you're still early because there's still people who have not adopted this. There's still so many people who have not adopted this in that sense.
Well, and, you know, as of, I think, today, you know, there's some new regulation, I think, right, John?
As far as talking about what I talked about earlier,
this week? Yeah, the U.S.
So I guess in the last last 24,
hey John, what was that article 51?
With Biden put in the bill?
Yeah.
There's a tweet that came out today. Essentially, you know, because crypto's pumping, and so the last 24 hours, U.S. said they want to lead in crypto innovation. Dubai has created a crypto legal framework, and South Korea elects a pro crypto president.
Oh,
so,
hell yeah!
So that's probably part of the reason why crypto's pumping right now. My boy is funny. He just put some money over to like buy some ETH. And he's just had to sit on it because ETH has just been...
It's going too high.
Going too high, so he just has to wait. So he might be in trouble. I don't think it's going down anytime soon, especially with the war going on, all the crypto stuff going on with the war.
Yeah, that is true because there was supposed to be some like heavy pushback, like further down than it did drop is what I heard. Like I heard get ready because it's going to go crazy lower. But then it's going to go crazy high. Mm-hmm. But it didn't seem like it dropped after the war stuff happened because I think people go, all right, wait a second. Especially, gosh, Russia. I mean, well, you could say that for so many reasons, but specifically the people of Russia right now, as far as their money, like you got, say we had $100,000 US, right? Mm-hmm. And we were in, you know, we were, what just happened to Russia happened to the United States. That is worth fuck all.
Yes.
That is worth.
Yeah.
So that's why probably a lot of people go, all right. I mean, shoot. If I was in Russia and I saw and heard, hey, news of the war, like obviously it happened quick, but like those people who got their cash out of there quick, like
I was gonna say, people with the right financial.
Moved it to Ethereum or moved it to Bitcoin something or. Gold, yeah. Anything. I mean, I don't even know about gold.
I mean, you
gold,
could, yeah, you probably, I mean, you take your, you know, with the markets and stuff going on and how Russia's so volatile. I mean, I'm 100% sure those billionaires, those oligarchs took their money.
They did, you could
take my yacht, but look, you can't take these other assets and these crypto assets that I have. And
guess who got burned? All the normal, just everybody, all the average people. Who got the heads up about the war? All the billionaires and all that.
When you see, like, soldiers were like, yeah, they say we're sitting over here for training exercises.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang, you want to click on...
They don't even know.
I guess in Russia you don't have the access to Western news. So I guess you wouldn't know. You know what I mean?
I would say, we don't like to get political, but yeah, it's not good.
Oh, it's not?
I don't know. What's happening over there anyways?
Something about OnlyFans.
I thought we were talking about crypto. I don't know.
I was saying. but maybe you should have crypto is because we don't want to say if that happens because that's obviously horrible. Pray for Ukraine. Pray for the people of Russia.
For sure.
But realistically, that is showing that the token has utility. Mm-hmm. That is showing exactly what could happen.
No, definitely. And, you know, we connected with an artist recently who was going to come on the podcast a few weeks ago. Ended up being a couple of connection issues, but hopefully we're going to get him on soon. But he's actually from Ukraine. And, you know, his bank accounts and credit cards basically all are frozen right now.
It's all frozen.
The only access he has to, you know, funds is crypto. You know, thankfully he's been in crypto for, you know, the last 2-3 years and in NFTs since I think like the end of last summer. And, you know, has done, you know, very well. So, has managed to, you know, build this cushion for himself. But yeah, no, I mean, it's so sad what's happening over there. But, you know, just the fact that crypto is around for, you know, not only those people that are dealing with the war and, you know, everything that's going to happen with the volatility in their own currency. But, you know, even like some other countries that, you know, let's say don't allow like women to open bank accounts,
right?
Like with, you know, Bitcoin and a lot of Ethereum,
a lot of third world countries are picking up on Bitcoin and that before, because they're like, it's taking too long to get into these other like government regulated currencies and things like that for a third world country. That stuff is not easy. It's not easy to just have like a global economy like accept you, and like it's a very difficult thing. You think that these islands in the Philippines, things like that, like I've gone over there. These people do not have access. They don't have that kind of access. They don't even have, you know, they don't even have that.
I'll say, so internet's like, probably sparse.
Internet's sparse. Like they're just starting to get that. But they, you know, actually surprisingly, like even if they don't have usually like roofs and stuff over their head, usually like they find a way to have a phone.
Yeah.
Like everyone always, you know, in all these countries I go to, they always find a way to have a phone. And even if it's like public Wi-Fi or like things like that, like, There's still places that are using the bartering system. Like they're still bartering day to day. So like these countries that can adapt and like adopt, you know, cryptos. What was it? Was it Ecuador who just like
El Salvador?
El Salvador
who adopted Bitcoin as a legal tender.
Like that's huge. What about news.
The crypto? What city has a crypto city where like you can move and get
there's another one.
Yep. No, that's I'm pretty sure El Salvador. Yeah,
they want to be the first like haven for Bitcoin.
Yeah, so they made Bitcoin a legal tender. So it is actually like a currency there, so you don't pay any capital gains tax on your, you know, Bitcoin. And also if you have, I believe it's like 3 Bitcoin. This is months ago, mm-hmm. like when they first did it. This was like last year at some point.
Yeah, right.
but they said if you have 3 Bitcoin, like you can get citizenship there, basically.
Oh, that's sick.
Like,
well, that's pretty dope.
Expedited or something. I don't know.
I know what my deep dive is after this.
Yeah. I bet with 100 grand, you could probably get citizenship dipship there.
Yeah, for sure. Most places. Yes. Like Panama's like 200 or something like that. Puerto Rico's like, I don't know. Puerto Rico is like something. They have some sort of stuff. Oh,
mostly speaking of Puerto Rico,
I might be headed over there. Ooh. Might dive into the tax laws. May never come back. Who knows?
May never say it. May make a killing.
Yeah.
May go missing.
Make a killing. I'll be there for 3 or 4 months anyways. 2 more months before I'm considered a resident. Might just stretch it out.
Might scope out the spots for like, Blockchain Boys headquarters.
Right. And cash out all my crypto and NFTs. Take away.
Wait. Rewind. We'll edit that out.
But cash out everything and then buy back in.
Yeah, there we go. When I
get back here.
Okay, now you got me back.
Buy back in when I get back here. And
not going to lie, you had me in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see.
You gotta let me know how Puerto Rico is. I want to go back.
No, I was gonna say
so I'll be badly. In San Juan Isla Verde.
Ooh,
I get there San tomorrow. Juan
looks sick.
Hoping for the best.
Should be sick.
Who knows? I could be back in a month. Could be back in 3 or 4 months. You know,
better be back for TBT open
right,
around.
Me and the team decided, hey, we're gonna take it month by month, see what happens, and go from there. So.
Well, don't worry. I'm gonna house sit for you.
I will come back. Go ahead, hang out. I will come back. With more crypto, though, because I'm definitely taking my money and putting it into ETH.
Let's go. Yeah.
So
ETH is still your guys'. Yeah,
I'm
like
literally going to transfer as soon as it gets to my account. I'm going to put it
straight into ETH. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm still really. Yeah. I'm super bullish on ETH. Like Bitcoin.
Where's Solana? Maybe some Sol. Shaq.Sol. You see Shaq's Twitter handle? Shaq.Sol. Yeah. I wonder
how much Sol he got paid for that, though.
Yeah, probably an absolute
a lot.
Fortune.
A lot.
Think so? I mean, Sol is like,
call him. My mom's really good friends with his mom. Maybe I should give him a phone call.
So,
I would say definitely. But just quick thing on Sol. I'm not gonna like shit on Sol or anything. But
shit on Sol.
Shit on them. Shit on their soul.
It's just a heavily VC backed, you know, chain that has only 16 validators. Just that's just me.
Yeah.
Can I rant about something? My fucking YouTube username was XRPMX13. And yes, it's corny as hell. And I made it when I was like 12 or 13. But guess what?
So it's XRP?
Those XRP tweets I get every day since XRP came out like 8 years ago. That's probably why I quit YouTube, is because everything.
Wait, so you were XRP before Ripple?
Before Ripple, I was XRP. So like, now I'm not kidding. Like,
I was gonna say you might have a claim against them for like, you know, using, profiting off your name. You know,
the first half of it.
I mean,
I was just, Twitter, I'm just saying, man.
You
know,
the algorithms, you might have something.
It's like people, if you're tweeting about a cryptocurrency, look who you're tagging. It's me. I'm not a coin. I'm not XRP.
Wait, people tag you thinking you are literally like the team?
Because you type in at XRP and I'm the first thing because I'm verified and all that followers and shit. So I literally deleted my whole Twitter.
It was so annoying. And those, hey.
Well, I mean, it's still active, but I deleted it off my phone.
Just me tagging NFT on our post on the Blockchain Boys Instagram, bro, literally seconds after our post, it's like 10 comments. I'm like, how?
How?
Is it bots?
Bots. Yeah. Literally bots.
Come show love on our page. Do you like NFTs? But yeah, so.
Nah, the bots are out heavy, especially on Instagram. And like, that's just where, like, I mean, I told you this, I think early on, I've told you this many a times. I said, if you see any project that's only marked on Instagram, like stay away. Yeah.
Well, that's like the big thing too, is now staying away from these scam ass projects. That's the thing too. I've got these circles where certain circles of mine are people who are involved in those like scammy projects, and I just like see it, you know, and it's good to see that stuff for sure, because you know, all right, this person's, what's the utility of this project? And they're like, we're having a party. You're like,
you get in for
cool
free.
I'm not fucking going. Yeah. But so what, why am I spending $3,000 on this picture of a fart?
For the community, man.
What a community.
I love the utility of the fart.
You know, before they go.
Yes, I'm
and
a virgin.
Actually. All right, well, that's a wrap. You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, I am a virgin.
All right, so a couple questions for you before we wrap up.
Is there?
And we get to the, you know, final question that we ask everybody. But, you know, you are a big art guy. I've been to your house. You have beautiful art around.
Thank you, brother.
And my question for you, because obviously the first thing, you know, anybody sees when they see NFTs is the art.
Yeah.
So which NFT, maybe it's one you own, maybe it's one you don't, is something that like you can see yourself maybe like having, whether it's a full size, you know, digital screen in the future of, you know, in, you know, your house. I know you're kind of a nomad at the current moment, but you know, in your residence, or, you know, a printout, obviously a digital and NFT, now that you're so mobile, makes a lot more sense.
No, you're right. You're right. So I guess I'll answer. I'll go two. I'll do one that I own and one that I don't own. So one that I don't own that I'm still bullish on. I like fuck with their artwork, and like this is like one of the projects that I just love. Like it got me kind of like hyped into NFTs. Azuki. Mm. I love the Azuki artwork. Mm. It's so clean.
Azukis are fire.
So chill. It is just so, so dope. And I've been trying to trade for an Azuki for a while, but like a new guy into NFTs trading is a nightmare. With all those scams, man, oh my gosh, it's a freaking nightmare to try to trade. So you're an Azuki. Another shout out.
You know where to go.
You know where to go. All right. So Azuki, and then that's the one I don't own. Well, the one that I own that I'm obsessed with, and I gotta do something so dope with it, is my cyber broker.
We're pulling it up on the screen right
I
now.
I love this cyber project.
You've seen this, John?
Have you seen these? It's they're so awesome. Tough. Like, they're so, so tough. I was able to snipe this one that was basically like super rare. If you scroll into the traits, it's got like less than 1% traits. Like, it's absolutely foolish. The clown mask, the Joker mask. It's like, it's a really, really sick NFT. To cop that off me, you'd have to like put a crazy, crazy offer in. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
so you're saying they would have to go above the 1.8 current offer that's on it?
Yeah, they'd have to for sure. I thought you were saying that ball. I thought you were saying that.
Wait, you don't own this one. It's not in your wallet. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Hey, I got scared for you. Like, oh shit, someone buy it.
I'm like, no. I was like, wait. Happy and sad at the same time. Everybody got to see like the emotions of like my favorite NFT selling, but at the same time, I was like, yeah, it's a lot of money. You know,
so. Wait, you meant to list it for 19? You listed it for 1.9.
That's what I thought. Oh, see, dude. That's when you said 1.9. Yeah. I was like, it's listed at 1.
That's why 19. You're like hard dropped.
I was like, did I list that thing at 1.9 ETH? Oh my God. I'm going to be one of those dudes crying on Twitter that he posted his shit too low. No. I'm going to be
someone please return it?
Return it. Return my freaking NFT.
Reported for suspicious activity.
Right. So, but yeah, that one's dope. I think Cyberbrokers, I bought into strictly off of artwork. And it is just like, God, if you've not seen Cyberbrokers art, go check it out. And look into that project. For sure, look into that project. Because it was like the first full project built on the Ethereum network, right? Like, have you read into it? Like, it's pretty crazy.
I haven't read into it as much as I should have.
You should still look into it because it's still a really good price.
I haven't yet. No, I know. I definitely need to do my research on it. I know a lot of people that I really respect their alpha and opinions in the space that are very, very bullish. And consider them much smarter than myself. So, you know,
what's the floor at right now?
Let's check it out.
Live looking. We're live looking. Dude, last night
we were in the NRP pod and they had sound effects. They're like 2.2.
See, I might consider buying another one though, because
I've seen this project too a few times.
They're so sick, bro. They're so sick.
Nah, these are awesome.
And I think there's something behind the scenes brewing. I think there's something big and bigger than we know type thing brewing.
Oh no, 100%. I think I think I said this to you, but and I think I can't even take credit for this alpha because I think I just read it on like a Discord or a Twitter. But somebody said if you like look at the pieces. And this is definitely why I need to look into it more, because right here below properties, mm-hmm. if John's Wi-Fi would work. Just kidding.
Well,
still love you.
You know, hey, we can only go as fast as the Wi-Fi these days.
I
was going to
say, honestly, I dropped my Surface yesterday, so it probably is more that than this.
But what? So
anyway, yeah, they have levels basically below the properties, which, you know, some of these different projects will have them if they're. Of course, it just went to a different tab. Some of the projects will have them if it's certain gaming aspect. And that's kind of what I said to you is like
it's going to be utilized for a game. Probably.
Yeah. So like the pieces, I think, are set up much more like a game pieces functional. Than like a traditional like art project, if that makes sense.
Like each property of it was built on the Ethereum network, I guess. I don't know. I'm dumb as shit.
It sounded good.
All of it's built on
here we go.
With levels. Pixels. I don't know. Pixels or something.
Wait.
God, that thing's hot.
I was going to say, did I click levels and then that just came up? Oh, okay.
Can you lose your virginity to your own NFT? Because I would lose.
We'd have to maybe the blockchain somehow, some way.
If you could bang your NFT in the metaverse,
then probably this could. They got the hap suits.
Yeah, do they?
Yes.
I don't know anything about that. But where'd Ryan go for the last 6 years? Have you seen my hap suit?
If you haven't, you got to see the show.
I want to watch that for you. Sit back on
the show. Upload on Amazon.
Do I want to know?
It's like a sci-fi like comedy.
Okay.
What? And it's about this guy who gets his consciousness uploaded to, you know, this like basically in real life metaverse for your brain and consciousness.
Like some Elon Musk shit.
Yeah, kind of. But like, it's like a, you know, Amazon Prime comedy. Oh, okay. Anyway, his girlfriend, who's crazy, like pretends by being in a hap suit, like in the, you know, VR goggles, feeling everything like with him in there, basically fakes that she's dead to him, and she's now like with him forever. Long story short, Hapsuit made me go there. Okay, so that's her fault. Like, that's how we're tying that back in.
All right, and okay. Anyway, and so I'm buying a Hapsuit. Yeah,
get a Hapsuit. Feel everything. So your girlfriend could be a testy for life.
Yeah, perfect. All
right. You guys are just going to get a little bit of everything, you know, on Blockchain Boy, especially when we bring guys like McNulty on.
The craziest ADHD of all time. I'd start, I would have to watch this back and I would be like, yeah, so the reason I got into NFTs is, well, my dog, you should see him do the backflip over the, out front. Like, it's crazy. And I mean, yeah, skateboards nowadays are, do people still ride those or
dude,
what?
And then water and then like riptides.
Riptides. Like, what? Stay away from those. Anyway, so that was the first. So question one, you said you had a couple more questions.
Yep. So I think John had another question.
Next question is, you kind of said it actually by talking about the, this project here, the Cyber Brokers. But what project are you like most excited about, bullish on? If you don't have any, you don't. But you know, which one of the project that you were like, hey, you know what, it's pretty cool.
I wouldn't like not financial advice.
Gotta say that. Not financial
advice. I just don't even know if you like. Do you have to say that? I just know everyone says it, so I like. I'm gonna say it.
Yeah, but we're not at that point to where you know
someone's gonna sue you.
An article will come out. Yeah, where Blockchain Boys has had people jumping off the roof because they told you to buy a Bored Ape and went to zero next 24 hours.
Yeah,
like, yeah. Like, I would say if someone's buying a Bored Ape, it's because they're you know doing much more than just listening.
XRPMS's team told me to get a cyber broker.
I would say you with your influence, McNulty. Well, no, yeah,
that's why I gotta watch what I say. You
know, this is not financial advice. You gotta put that on the screen.
Yeah, like 17 times. Yeah. I've got to sign it. Well, I got
to. This launch Thursday morning, cyber brokers just go to like 20th floor. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, the opposite. I thought you were going to say they just went to like zero floor.
No, no, they just pumped.
Yeah, just in case, I'm gonna snag a. That's what I'm going to do. That's going to be my little bet to myself and all the viewers. I'm watching this at 2.2 floor. I'm going to buy another cyber broker when I get home. I just said I wasn't going to buy
it. Yeah, you literally said by the time this came out, you weren't going to buy another one. All right, so you're going back on that, obviously.
I may buy a cyber broker, but we'll see where it's at when this gets posted in a couple days.
See that when you get home. I mean, it might go up.
So is cyber brokers the answer to the question that you're most bullish on? And notice you do have a gutter dog in your wallet that is a Juice like World, which I know is a
Juice
a
World, big, 999.
You're a big fan. Let's go.
999-ish.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the GOAT. I got a Juice World type gutter dog, so I'm in the gutter gang.
Officially.
Gang. And
Juice World just hit 1 billion streams today.
On All Girls Are the Same.
No, was it all the streams all together? Was All Girls Are the Same?
Oh, no, it's just All Girls Are the Same.
That's crazy. I
would know that stat. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I saw it scrolling today. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He's legend. Yeah. I still have not got myself to watch the documentary.
Oh, so tough, bro.
I can't. Yet.
I was a big Juice World fan, too, man.
That's where I got my. I only got two tattoos, and one of them is a 999. RIP Juice World.
For sure.
But I got my Juice World gutter dog, and I thought that was meant to be, but I do like the project a lot. Obviously, Max has told me a lot about it, and then I got like four.
I'm literally dragging you to the next event.
Yeah, for sure. And then I got four of the why I like this project, like you mentioned earlier, with the gutter serums, or what are they called?
Gutter juice.
Yeah. Gutter juice. With the gutter juices, you know, you're going to be able to like make clones. So like, if you do want to get into that space, like that's the thing. A lot of these are expensive NFTs to get into, like, yeah, like if you want to buy one, this three lander of mine, it's like $6,000, you know, or like my cool man, $6,000. Like, what? That's your average person can't really just buy like that. Mm-hmm. So when you get like the gutter juices and when you're really doing the research or you're able to whitelist or you're able to grind out for that mint and you get that thing at like 0.07 to 0.09 on some of these projects, I mean, that's a couple hundred bucks right there. And you know, you do your own research. Like, I know people say it, but when they talk about research, also spending money and failing is research.
Facts.
Failing is probably the best research, because I'll tell you what, if you don't know shit about NFTs, buy one. And it just make sure it's cheap enough and you can afford to lose that money, but you're not going to lose that money because I'll tell you what, you're going to start checking your fucking project every day. You're going to start comparing that project to other projects. You're going to be checking in with the Discord, comparing that, looking at charts. You're just going to start learning stuff, and it's not going to feel like learning because it's just enjoyable shit.
I'm so proud of you.
It's funny you say, like, I compare that, like, I play FIFA. That's all I play. It's the only thing I play.
I love FIFA.
I'm pretty good at it. I'm pretty good at it. And so my boy started to play. And they're like, man, you know, they're not really good. They're like, hey, can you teach me? I said, I can teach you the controls, but the only way that you're going to get better is if I whoop your ass every time.
Yeah, nonstop.
That's big.
Nonstop.
Yeah.
And they got really good by that
theory.
Like, they're like, it wasn't because I was trying to, they just got tired of losing every
time. And they started learning and adapting to how to beat you. Yep. So it's just like, like that, man. You've got to throw yourself in there. And if you lose some cash, that's part of the game. That is literally part of the game. And people just, there's people out there in the NFT world. And this is what pisses me off, is everyone only posts their successes in the NFT world and the crypto world. You're a fucking loser if you do that. Because what you're doing is you're creating just this false narrative and this false bullshit, like, hey, this is the easiest thing. No, it's not easy. It's not $300 and you flipped it into 30K. One person did that out of 20K who lost their ass, probably. So really get in here, do your own research. Like, literally, Google is crazy. Like, you have all the answers right there. Be careful with who you're getting your information from, of course.
NFT on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No. Yeah, I'll take that back. Don't just Google NFT. Do your own research. Buy something that you know, that you have some conviction to. Do your own research. It took me a fucking year to buy my first NFT. And I did it. And then once I did that, I bought like 20 more, like within the next 6 weeks.
It's addicting.
Cause it is addicting. So when you do buy your first one, make sure it's a good one. And if it's not a good one, make sure you learn from that loss. And just, you know, by buying that and taking that first step into this world, like, you know, you become one of those people. You just want to talk about NFTs all the fucking time and you can't. To some people, like, unless someone's in the NFT game, I don't talk to them about NFTs,
right?
Because you're immediately that annoying guy who talks about NFTs,
right?
Even if you're right, wrong, this, that, the other, people don't give a shit. People do not care about anything else other than what they're thinking in their head. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, John is more receptive to me talking about NFTs at that concert than like anybody else I talked to that night. Like,
well, that's what I was. I just got into it. Like, I was like, someone told me about it, and I was like, looking at stuff, and I'm like, man, I just need to figure out how to learn about this. Like, I even told him, I said, can you sit me down and show me how to create a MetaMask?
How
to buy stuff.
And you, like, need you, some, you need that, bro.
Step into my office. So I was saying, before, you know, we wrap it up here, you know, we could talk about this all day. You and me talk about it.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
we probably will. Like, the camera's going to be off, and I'm not even going to realize it.
I know, but yeah, at some point, it'll just, you know, go to dark. But the one question I want to make sure we ask before the camera goes dark is what, and this, you know, this is going to be an open-ended question. Go anywhere with it.
Okay.
And it's not the one from earlier.
Am I a virgin? Yes.
Yeah, not that one.
Oh.
What is your favorite thing, or god damn it, what excites you the most about the future of Web3?
I love how it was all that build up just to be like, what is the fuck?
I know. I was focusing too hard.
What's most exciting about Web3?
What excites you the most about the future of Web3?
The future.
Fucking scares me, if I'm being honest.
Mm-hmm. No, go there.
Fucking scares the shit out of me. Because Ready Player One is, that's where we're going to go. We're going to be indistinguishable from real world, and metaverse is going to be indistinguishable. And then you're just going to have a whole shit ton of, there's already enough unhealthy people who don't do enough shit. There are going to be a whole lot of unhealthy ass people sitting there playing these games in their half suits, just getting shit delivered and this, that, the other. So I think, I'm scared shitless right now because I see more being filled for that void, for like, let's make life easier for you, and less for the like earth as a whole. So for my lifetime, I think this is great. I think this is cool. I think this is a good opportunity. For the whole scope of it, wars are going to be drones and this, that, the other. Like, it's going to be, Web 3 is going to be, this is like the next turning point for like humankind.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally. And so that's why it scares the shit out of me, is because a lot of people who are in charge of this shit right now, and a lot of the people who have some, maybe even the biggest projects, who are they to lead Web 3? You know what I mean? So, it's scary. It's also, again, though, really fucking cool. It is so cool. We are diving into unknown, unprecedented times where some, like, stuff that just, you literally, stuff of movies is now real. It's reality. And, I mean, that it's, again, it's a double-edged sword, man. It's going to be interesting, to say the least. I'm excited for it, but also at the same time, I want to buy a fucking catamaran. Because just in case, I want to be able to be self-sufficient on my catamaran with my freaking spear gun, and don't catch me slacking on my fucking catamaran. Do not come trying to pirate me. Stay home.
You hear that, sweet Lou?
Yeah,
Lou. You know, if you, you know, being that we're from the area, you know, if you want a catamaran, you don't want to be bothered. I don't know, man. I fish a lot. I'm trying to think.
You're like, whew. I might just live. I'm a diver, man. I might just live underwater.
You can go out to the Gulf over off Clearwater Beach, man.
I'm going
to
make a dome underwater.
You need calm waters, though.
Yeah, I'll go maybe back to Dominican Republic.
Maybe just sneak in the middle of Lake Tarpon and just hang out.
Oh, Lake Tarpon, hang out there? Yeah, that sounds really nice.
What's that, what's that like hole in like the middle of Florida? Like, you know,
it's Devil's Den. Yeah, that's it. It's sick for about like 30 minutes. But like, if you're like a diver, like that, those freshwater dives, they get so old so fast. You get down there and you're like, okay, we're here. You know, like with the ocean, it's like, all right, there's lionfish, there's a shark, there's a ray, there's this, that. And with those, it's like, there's this, I just saw my 48th turtle. But yeah, that's thank awesome. You guys for having me.
Dude, I'll say, like every answer, you know, we're staying right on topic. You know, don't get on any tangents at all. Like, no, but honestly,
save
like.
Save the sea turtle.
No, but dude, to get back to your answer, honestly, number one, that was the most unique answer we've had yet for that question. But number two, that might have been the best. Because I think he perfectly described it, and it makes sense, you know, just coming from a gaming background, that yes, you see both sides of it. You see the benefits, but you also see the, you know, the potentials for danger if it's not handled the correct way.
And that's not just, and that's not pessimism. It's just real. It's just real. Yeah. It's just with anything, there's good and bad. And with this, there's going to be a lot of good and there's going to be a lot of bad.
And that being said, follow Blockchain Boys to find all the good and where to stay away from the bad from. And also follow this guy on all his social media accounts. He posts like cute pics of him in bathing suits now.
Don't follow me. I'm off the grid and, now. Don't follow me.
And on Twitter, he's not XRP. He's not Ripple Team. He's not associated with Ripple Team. So stop tagging him in those tweets.
Yeah, do not follow me. Do not hit me up. Do not do any. I'm off the grid now. Unless you want to grind for some whitelist spots.
You want to grind for some whitelist spots? His DMs are open.
My DMs are open. Yo, I need a hustler, a go-getter who understands this space. I'll tap in with you. We'll get you linked up. I'll make sure that you're solid on anything we make cash on, my boy.
The GLG Whitelist Academy.
The GLG Whitelist Academy. I got freaking 100 people whitelisting at once, baby. We're taking over the NFT game with the Blockchain Boys. Let's go.
I love it, dude. You're like a few months in, and I just like, you just like,
love, bro.
Figured it out.
Thank you for having me, man. Sure, super, man. Nice to meet you, bro.
You're the best, brother.
Much love.